It's a problem the state can't handle by itself. It's 25 minutes before 9. Why? In time for the weather with Willard, brought to you by Open Road of Greater Washington. Welcome back, Willard.
Fantastic, and you're a poet laureate. I was not aware of your ambidexterousness, but that will deteriorate, too, by tomorrow. But if everything works out all right, the five-day forecast for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday calls for, that's a little French champagne and just plain humid. He has a vinifera, or whatever they call it. It's not much out here today. It's kind of cloudy. In fact, I've been checking with my weather people, and they tell me it's cloudy in Baltimore and Annapolis. So for the next 2 days, we can expect clouds and a generally sunny weekend, about 88 degrees, and thundershower activity in the afternoon and evening. Beach weather still isn't too bad, all the way from Jersey down to Cape Hatteras, I'm sure. Speaking of activity, my neighbor down here on the farm, and I understand she's pretty good at it.
Straight from Paris, huh?
I understand. Paris, Virginia, in 17th. I get the Prince George's County Fair. And let me tell you something, really not too bad, but you know why? This afternoon late and this evening.
Champagne.
It's winding its way over on us. They bring a thundershower here. That's a sure sign that fall is on its way. For a motor home, the grapes look terrific. And they will have some special show home discounts. If you're looking for a trailer, for a van, and make sure you look for Earl Hammond. He'll be next to that big Pennerile bull they've got penned up. Ladies making champagne. How about that?
That's
you're
a good
ready to run off a couple of gallons, so I'll bring you some, all right? 93 degrees today. The only way to go. News time at WRC 23 before the hour.